What time?
4:30 about.
So have him come over at 10.
Okay.
You can be here from 10 till 2 in the afternoon and take him over and he'll still make football practice.
Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Ask Mom if it's okay.
Mom.
You want to have a friend over too? You want to have Jimmy over?
No, I'm not sure.
Why not? Well, anytime he wants. Why don't you want to? Why can't Marty have a friend over?
He can.
Marty doesn't want. He thinks his friends are crazy.
Some of them are.
Which friends
Jimmy
are crazy?
Jimmy over.
You don't like Jimmy, Marty?
He's sometimes crazy.
Well, why don't you have him over and find out how crazy he is, and then he can go home just if he's too mean to you, okay? If he's too mean, Mom will just take him home.
Okay.
Marty, are you too fussy about your friends?
I just want to get to see my friends when
you're what? Ross's age?
Yeah.
You want to wait till you're older before you have friends?
Yeah.
Over
no,
at your house?
Yeah.
Mark, remember Jimmy, the one whose birthday you went to?
Yeah.
He thinks you're pretty nice.
Well, Mark likes him.
That's what he was talking about.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, but Mark said that he didn't want to have him over.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes a little crazy.
Sometimes you get very crazy.
Friends are always a little crazy, aren't they, Mom? You have to put up with friends. Look how Ross puts up with Joey.
Joey get very crazy.
Joey got real crazy with Ross, mm-hmm. Remember? And Ross still puts up with him.
Oh, boy. He's like, in preschool, he goes, whee!
Karate stuff.
Yeah.
Is that karate stuff?
He's you know, karate stuff. You're a big 12 boy.
Is that what he says? That's what Joey used to say?
No, I just did.
Did Joey really know it? Did Joey really know karate?
No, I don't think so.
Has he ever taken karate lessons?
Probably, yeah.
Karate. Anyway, don't say
does.
Karate. Karate, right?
Yeah.
You say karate.
Yeah, he goes to karate.
He does?
Karate. You want karate? No? You want big trouble, boy?
Is that what he said?
He does
very
nicely.
What?
He
never really
does. He does very nicely.
Yeah, but he doesn't fight with you, does he?
Daddy.
Remember the day he tried to teach you karate?
That was... Tony,
Savica. Hey, now, Marty, are you sure you don't want to have Jimmy over? Timmy?
Savica.
Jimmy or Timmy?
Neither. Oh!
Mark, what else? Would you have any other friends over? You want to have some girlfriends over?
No! I want to go somewhere.
How come Mark never wants to have his friends over?
I want
to
go somewhere.
Mark, how come you don't want to have friends?
Don't you want the Petrush girls over?
No way!
Holly and...
Hey, Ross! Holly! Yeah, I know
Holly and Nat, what is it, Natalie?
Holly and Nicole. Marky.
Holly and Nicole.
A bird called Oleg Cassini, and then we're talking about, Mark said that, I said that that was a bird that that had long legs and liked to go gambling in a casino, and Mark said it was a fish fetcher, and
It had
real long
legs about up to me.
About up to you. And then he said, how long do those kind of birds have legs? Which is obviously a violation of one of those raising constraints, by the way.
Or how long? The legs are this big, but they're up to you.
And then he said they have legs about as big as me. Is that right?
No, their legs are like up to there.
Touching Brian's lip.
They are? You mean the flamingos?
Yeah. No, yeah. So, like those huge, you know those kind of flamingo guys? Kind of flamingo guys have long legs.
Or do you mean the storks?
The ones with long legs and long beaks.
Those are the flamingos. Aren't they pretty?
Storks have long beaks too.
But the flamingos are the ones with the long legs, right, Mark?
They both did have long legs.
Can you think of any other way to say how do long do those kinds of birds have legs? Can you think of any other way of saying that?
How about 3 inches?
No, can you say that sentence any other way? How long do those kinds of birds have legs?
How long are those 3 inches?
Thanks a lot, Ross.
3 miles.
Thanks a lot, Ross. That was real helpful. Now, Mark, can you think of any other way of saying that sentence? How long do these kinds of birds have legs?
How long do these birds have legs?
Any other way of saying it? Ask the question some other way.
How long do these toads have legs?
Toads? How about the way Ross said it? Can you say it the way Ross said it?
Why don't you ask the question about the legs, Mark?
Just ask the question about the legs.
Just ask about the legs. Don't ask about the birds.
Uh-huh.
How long are the legs?
How long are the legs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now everybody get ready for school.
Everybody is ready for school. Sometimes
October 14th.
Now, boys aren't going to bother me while I do this. This is October 16th, 1986, and Mark and I asked Mark. Oh, Mark and I were looking at his Halloween mask, and we had been dressing up him up, but we hadn't been very successful. So we were finishing up. We were going to do it later, and I said, his mother said, "Would you please take those two things back to your room and the belt?" And Mark did. And as he was walking out of the room, he said, "But I think you should look at that mask to wonder what you should get." I'm sorry. "But I think you should look at that mask to wonder what I should get to dress up with." So there's a small pause between get and to get dressed up with. But I made a mistake when I recorded this, so the first part is only said once. And I don't know, I think this is a kind of interesting way of referring to the entire idea of dressing up as opposed to taking the mask back to his bedroom, which wasn't even mentioned. Mark says, "You know what catnip does? It gives him skill, and it gives him sharp teeth." And then he ran out of the room, and he said, "And it cleans him too." Now, where did you get this idea about the cat and the catnip?
I just thought about it.
You just thought about it?
Yeah. But I bet it really makes him have skill.
You think it? You bet it really makes him have skill?
Yeah, because he always does.
He plays around, doesn't he?
Yeah. He touches it and it flops around. They touch each other because he doesn't want to be watching. and it keeps on flopping around. That's what gives him stuff.
Oh. From the boy's mouth.
Banana grass.
You're going to eat at the table, everybody? Okay, everybody's going to eat at the table. Bring your food to the table, Ross. Yes, I've heard about acorn grass. Now I know it's mine.
Acorn grass.
Yes, yes.
Acorn grass. Can you cut a hole through it?
Yeah, I'm cute too.
Yeah, I'm cute. And I think Holly's like it. How's the old Holly doing?
Holly doesn't care a whole bunch. Neither does Ross.
You're not into that lovey-dovey stuff anymore. Ever since Holly could calm down. Yeah. He was pretty nutty, wasn't he?
Nuttier than you can tell.
Yeah. Is Keller okay about it? He doesn't go. God, I like it. He's good, right? Oh, it's a wild man. You finished with your Keller, Russ?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then, Mom, you get all the rest. Enjoy.
Wow, look how much you put.
That's fine. Not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's this? I'm playing. Can you see without those glasses?
Yeah, your sweet little face I can see anywhere.
Man, how come it looks zig foggy in here?
Because that's opposite land for you. It's opposite land. It makes it opposite for you.
Okay. But makes it good for you.
Right.
But right now it's opposite, right?
Right now it's good for you, right?
And
you
right now it's bad for you, right?
Mm-hmm. And now if you put it on
what
you...
What does it look like?
Bad for me.
Yeah, but what does it look like?
Ziggy, zaggy, and foggy. And if you put yours
watery?
On, if you put yours on, you'll know
what
it looks like.
Watery?
Doesn't really look at ziggy, zaggy.
No, it looks
watery.
It looks kind of watery. Yeah, you can't see clear.
Okay.
If you put it on, it'll make it so it's watery. It's not ziggy, zaggy. It's watery.
Yeah.
It's not clear.
Watery.
It's not sharp.
Let me see.
Let Rossi try. Yeah. It makes it so that you can't see things clearly.
All blurry.
And that's how it looks to me if I don't have my glasses.
That's weird. And how come you can see us in the pool?
In the pool? Oh, because in the pool, I can see pretty well. I can probably see better now than you can see now. Can you see my fingers? How are my fingers like?
Two.
See, that's what it's like for me.
Put down.
Okay, how many do I have now?
Five?
No.
Now you have four.
Four, honey, four.
Well, that's part of the picture.
See, it's not so easy, is it?
Turn around.
Okay, now how many?
Three?
No.
That's part of the picture.
Come on. Come on, baby boy.
Right, little head. He's like,
not getting too, you're not doing too well. Good night, boys.
Dad. Dad? Mm-hmm. I've still got soap on my teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go wash it off.
Dad? Dad? Can I have bedtime snack?
No.
Can I have story time snack?
No.
I mean, bedtime story? No. Can I have a kiss?
No.
Can I have a night-night kiss?
A little bit.
Okay. Dad, that's less than a little bit. It's nothing. Bedtime's kiss.
Okay.
Bedtime story.
No, we're not going to. It's too late for story.
Bedtime snack.
We did rough up tonight. We did snack. We don't do everything.
Ross, remember, if you jump on anything or bad,
Ross, I'll bring you back.
Dead meat.
I'll bring you a place, Ross.
Ow. Oh, sorry. Oh.
Mark said, "Now I know why God didn't give us 4 feet or anything. I was busy tying his shoes." And I said, "Why? Why, Mark?"
"Because you could get the skull fast enough."
Because we wouldn't get to school fast enough?
Because we would.
Because we would get to school fast enough.
Just time to shoot 2 feet. I mean, two shoes.
Oh, I see, okay.
This is October 20.
But it would be cool.
Anyway, so Mark just said, but it would be cool if you had 4. Why?
Well, you could kick 4 soccer balls and you could kick a ball, you could kick, do karate at 2 people.
Hello?
At once.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marky, this is night before Halloween, October 30th. And
okay, that's good.
And Mark and I read the science book. Okay? I just wanted to record your good answers, Marky. Okay, let's see how the science book is coming. Can you do this together with me? You hate it? Okay, some animals eat both plants and animals. Can you show me the one that eats animals? Who eats animals?
That one.
Right? And which ones only eat plants?
Only eat plants.
Cow. Mm-hmm. What else? Most of them only eat plants. These guys eat only plants. All of these guys. No, he eats bugs. He eats animals. He's a bug.
And a man doesn't eat.
Man eats both. Man eats both. Yeah. Some animals grow in their mothers. Then they are born.
Okay. Like they go.
Here, see the little babies coming out of their mom? See?
Yeah.
No, he's not coming out now. He's sucking on her. Okay. What are these little animals called?
Rats. No.
Gerbils?
Yeah, gerbils.
Mm-hmm. And what are these little animals called?
Chicks.
Okay. Some animals grow in eggs, then the eggs hatch. Show me some of the animals that grow in eggs. Okay, what else? Turtles grow in eggs? How about these? Do they grow in eggs?
No.
How do they come out?
Like humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Those... wait. Are we reptiles? No.
Do you feel like a reptile?
No. But are we?
No.
What are we?
Mammals.
Mammals. That's a mammal. That's a reptile?
No, that's a bird.
That's a mammal.
No, birds are different.
A mammal, not a mammal, and not a reptile?
No, he's a reptile. He's a mammal, and he's a bird.
What does a bird mean?
Bird is a feathery creature, feathers, and comes from eggs, and flies. Birds are very close to reptiles. The first bird was a reptile. But then the birds grew out of the reptiles.
What was
reptiles called? Have eggs too.
What was the reptile called?
Dinosaur.
Oh yeah, but what? Oh.
And then there were then with those little.
Oh, you mean those ones that
flying down. Right, those became the first birds. Okay.
And I know the first thing that was just like a giraffe.
What was that?
No, the one with 4 feet.
Oh yeah.
And a huge neck.
No. Giraffes don't come. No, giraffes don't come from them, guys.
Yeah, but.
No, giraffes are a type of deer. Actually, they're a type of cow, I think. But anyway, I'm not sure. Okay, do you know that this guy, does he look like his mommy? Does this baby animal look like his mommy?
No.
No, what does his mommy look like? A pretty butterfly.
Yeah.
Pretty butterfly. Do these little babies look like their daddy and their mommy?
No.
Kind of they do. Yeah. He certainly looks like his mommy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just his little.
Right. Does this little baby look like his mommy? Is that his mommy?
No, it's not even his mommy.
It's not? Who is it? Just a little girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Do little babies need care?
Some animals need much care.
Mm-hmm.
Those do.
Some animals feed their babies.
Those do. Those don't.
Those lions don't need care?
I thought they were leopards.
Yes, they do. They have to wash. No, they're no. Those are tigers and lions. Those are lions there. Those are mama lions.
Which one are the leopards?
Spots.
Yeah, but what about... Okay, I thought the lion. Then what are they called?
Tigers have stripes. Little lions. That's called lions.
Tigers and
lions. These are
leopards.
These are lions.
I thought lions had huge beards.
They do. Those are the daddy lions. These are the mommy lions. They don't have the big beards.
Oh, then even spotted ones can have big beards.
Yes, right. Okay. What is this called?
That's weird.
Okay. What is he called?
And even you have to have a beard.
What is he called?
And even I have to have a beard.
Point of yeti. What is this called?
Sheeps.
What's that guy called?
Tiger.
Okay. Now, how do we use these animals, Mark?
Meat.
Mm-hmm. And?
Milk.
And?
And milk.
Wool. Yeah.
Wool.
And sheep's milk. Okay. What kind of pet would you like?
Cat.
What else? Would you like to have a little lizard?
What about
a snipe?
Oh, wait. Kangaroo.
Did you know that some animals can you read this?
Some animals lived very long ago. They may have looked like this.
Exciting, isn't it?
I'm sure.
Isn't that exciting?
Ugh.
He's eating a dead dinosaur. He's eating up pieces of it. Isn't that you read that?
I wish I used to be a dinosaur.
Yeah, you'd have big horns.
Long ago.
Could you read that part?
These are the parts of the animals that lived long ago. All only parts of these animals were found. These parts were put together. Mm-hmm. Some animals left prints on rocks with pictures.
Which picture?
Which picture shows this?
Which one?
What do you think these look like?
Show me the one that left a print. Good. He was an old fish. Old fish. Okay, now we're going to check up on you, see if you know anything. Oh, here's your checkup. Which animals are big? Touch the ones that are big. Which animals are small? Good. Find the baby animals. And beep. What is this animal called?
Baby.
Baby possum?
Yeah. Good. And that's the baby.
I guess he might be able to show. Okay, now, all things are matter. Find some matter in the picture.
All things are matter.
Can you find some matter in the picture?
What does matter mean?
All things are matter.
That.
You got the idea. Okay. All matter has weight. Did you know that? All matter has mass.
That.
Mm-hmm. They weigh. Here's weighing some matter. These balls are the same size. Do they have the same mass?
What does mass mean?
Size.
No.
Yes, they do. If they're the same size, they have the same mass. All matter takes up space. Some matter is big. Some matter is small. Try these things. What matter shown here takes up space? See, they're putting matter. Have you ever done this? Put water, things in the water, and you find that the marbles take up space, and the water rises. It's neat. Matter has many colors. Matter has many shapes. What other things feel like these? Do you know other things that feel like these?
Rubber.
Mm-hmm. What are all these things here? Can you name them?
Mommy tickling me.
Cute. What are all these things?
Jewelry, marbles, little things that come out of bottles.
Corks.
Mm-hmm. Little adhesive things.
Mm-hmm.
Balloons, what is that?
Steel fur? Wool. Steel wool.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And a string feather. What is that? Wood.
Yeah. Oh, you got bad hiccups. Find some things like these. Would you like to go looking for these things? And then put all the like things together. Show me some things that are similar. Touch some things.
What do you mean? What's similar mean?
Kind of the same. What are they called?
Rocks.
And find another bunch of stuff. Flowers. Good. Now, some matter is solid. Some matter is liquid, and some matter is a gas. Did you know that?
A gas?
Which one? Is that the gas? Show the gas. Water is a gas?
No, wait.
Air is a gas, right?
I thought that came out of the special ones.
Okay, see if you can find something that is solid. Touch something that is solid, Mark. Touch something solid. Touch something solid. Around here in our room. Touch something solid. Good. Okay, touch something liquid. Okay. Touch something that is gas. Touch a gas. Good. Very good. You breathe. Very good. Okay, what things are matter in each picture? Can you find something that's matter in this picture?
What is matter? I forget. That.
It's all matter. What kind of matter is this down here?
Water.
Liquid?
Liquid.
Okay, what is the earth made of?
Um,
fiery inside? What side? What about inside the earth? Way down deep inside.
Fire.
And what else?
Gas.
No, a little gas, yeah. What else? Melting hot rock.
Oh.
Rocks that are so hot that they melt. Okay? The earth is very big. What parts do you see right now? What parts are you looking at now? What is that?
That is like the gravel.
What's the name of that gravel? What are you looking at now?
Crumbly gravel. How about grass?
No. There's some grass there, yeah. But what is the name of that part of the world?
South Africa.
Is this South Africa here?
No.
What's the real name of that part?
Oh,
United States.
Oh.
This is North Pole. Greenland. Canada. This is Canada.
Canada.
United States.
United States.
Mexico.
Mexico.
No, Mexico's right. And Hawaii is over here. Okay.
Hawaii.
And this is South America down here.
South America.
Okay, this is funny. Now, Marky?
South.
Marky?
Yes. Yes.
Why is this is how the Earth looks like from outer space. Why does that look so different?
There's clouds.
You're very smart, aren't you smart? What's this stuff?
Snow, ice,
mm-hmm.
Water boats, people.
Okay. Are these both made out of water?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens when water... Is this water right here?
Yeah.
Okay, is this water in the sink? In the ice cube thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Put water in an ice cube tray?
Uh-huh.
What happens to it?
If you put it in a freezer, then it makes... ice.
What is this thing?
A rock.
Mm-hmm. What are these things?
Rocks.
Good. There are many types of rocks. Some rocks are hard, some are soft. Did you know that?
Which one is chalk?
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 Oh!
Mark, that's
I didn't know
rock.
That
was. That's a rock,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I found a chalk
rock. Have you ever put soil
once.
Into a jar?
Yeah.
Put added
no,
water?
No, I haven't.
And then you shake it up? What happens if you do that?
Soil.
All the heavy rocks go to the bottom, and then the little bitty rocks go to the top. See? Which soil do you think is best for growing plants? Good. Sand's not so great. You don't want to see between you. Now let's learn about air, okay?
It helps that fly.
Helps that fly. What else does the air do?
It makes no bubbles.
Is that air in there?
Yeah.
Now, what is this? What is this? Isn't that pretty? What is it?
Mountains.
And what are they covered with?
Right.
What are they called covered with? What are the mountains covered with?
Snow.
What's this big white thing?
No.
Glacier.
Glacier.
It's a river of ice. What happens if you pour water onto sand? What happens if you do that?
Water on sand?
What happens?
Then the sand gets softer.
That's what happens with you. We pour water all over it. Oh, what is that about, Mark?
An explosion.
Kind of explosion.
Like you know those times when the world wants
to come to an end?
You know, when it wants to make a new time. Like
yeah.
That's what happened to the world wants. It's sort of like the world fit like the other animals because the other animals
mm-hmm.
were eating each other and everything. And the world decided to make that come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's making that place come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
It thinks that people are getting too old and everything.
called a volcano. And what is this? It's a crack in a glacier.
It's eruption.
This is a crack in a glacier. That's a volcanic eruption. This is a crack in the glacier.
Where's the crack?
Right through the glacier. There's a little crack in it. It's all cuts all the way down.
Where's that?
That's just a place where the wind has hollowed out a hole in the rock. Wind. Now this is a checkup. What is the earth made of?
Gravel.
On the top and inside?
Inside. Gas. Fire.
Mm-hmm. Fiery rock.
And fiery rock.
Melting rock. What changes?
And dead people.
What changes
the earth? The ice going on it.
What changes the earth?
Water.
Water, fire.
And wait.
What are some of the fast changes that you see?
And
when a volcano blows up, is that fast?
Yeah.
How about when the wind carves away things? Is that fast?
Yeah.
No, that's very slow. It takes a long time for the wind to do all that work.
Oh, yeah.
Wind doesn't.
You can't see it, dude. You can't see it, dude. I mean, it goes like that, and it doesn't move. It goes like that, it doesn't move. And at one time, it knocks the whole thing down.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to make sounds?
Like,
do you know how to make sounds?
Yeah.
Do you know how to make sounds? A little comb. Did you know a comb could make sounds?
Yeah.
And rubber bands. Mm-hmm. You can hit on tin cans. And
yeah, I tried that too.
What does this say about sound? What is this girl doing?
She's listening to their parents or something.
Yeah, she's sneaking. What is this kid doing?
Listening to a clock.
Good tick-tock.
And that he's listening to a bell.
Can you hear it? Can you hear the bell inside the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay, what is this woman doing?
Wait. There are many kinds of sounds. Some sounds tell us what is going on. What sounds do these pictures show?
Yeah, what are they
showing? Fighting over the bike.
Yeah.
He's whistling.
Whistling.
Yeah. Construction that makes lots of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And music that makes lots of
noise. What about the animals? Do they make sounds?
Yeah. Like moo and...
Why do you think he has such big ears?
Because it's an elephant. Elephants are huge.
But why does he still have such big ears? Why do you think they are such
he
ear
to
things?
Hear, so like when a lion's coming, he can hear it.
Right.
And he can run and go get away.
Uh-huh.
Jump up.
Very good. What is she? How is she making sounds?
By violin.
Mm-hmm, by her viola. Oh, cello. I'm sorry, cello.
Oh.
Okay. Now, what happens to your body? Does your body grow? Can you read this?
Your body grows. Your body changes as it grows. Some change take a lot of time. How does your body change?
Has your body changed?
The color changes of your hair?
Yeah. How about the baby?
Bit.
How does the baby change? Do you look like a baby anymore?
No.
Mm-mm. Baby was just born, but he doesn't look like you at all. See, he's going to grow up. What kind of things do babies need?
Care.
What kind of care?
Mommy and Dad care.
And what else do they need?
Milk.
Milk. Bathing, bathing, keep it clean.
Love.
Love. Can't live without love.
Clothing you could freeze to death of.
Right. This shows you how you grow up. These kids are not from the same family. How do you know they're not from the same family? How do you know these children are not from the same family?
He has it from maybe his eyes.
We have one of those, don't we?
Yeah.
body needs
good care. Do you get good care for your body?
Yep.
You make sure if you have bad eyes, we'll get glasses, right? Okay. How can you tell your body is growing?
Measuring yourself.
When does your body need the most care?
When you're a baby.
What does your body need to grow strong?
Milk. Water.
Oh, do you know about out in space? Do you know about out in space? Ooh, look. See, the Earth goes around the sun? From one side of the Earth always gets sunlight. See that?
Yeah.
And the other side is at night. Hi, Mom. And see the Earth way out here? And there are all the other planets. Can you name all the planets?
Venus.
Mercury.
Mercury.
Venus.
Venus, Mercury, Earth. Mars. Wait.
Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Mercury?
Venus.
Mercury.
I know. Mercury is right. No, that's the sun.
Sun, Mercury.
Venus.
Earth.
Mars. Jupiter. Saturn. Uranus.
Is this the...
He's far away out.
Yeah, but this is the free... This freezes. You can get
freezing cold down there. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Can you ever... Has anybody ever discovered anything here?
Yeah, there's one past Pluto even. There's some way out there.
What is it called?
I forgot. They're way out there. The moon is closer to... is close to the sun. Did you know that? I mean, it's close to the Earth. Very close. The moon is very close. Very close to the Earth. Oh, look. That's part of the sky. You know that?
Yeah. The Dipper.
Big Dipper, yeah.
Where's the Little Dipper?
It's across.